Chapter 1. The Life of an Athlete. My name is Kate Armstrong, and I'm 17 years old. I've wanted to be a gymnast since I was a small child. I thought about it all the time. Mum says I'm lucky. Many people don't find their vocation in life until they're much older. Some people never find it. An athlete's life isn't easy. I've got a very difficult routine. Every day, I wake up at 4 a.m, have a good breakfast, and run to the sports centre on the other side of town. I train there for gymnastics championships with 20 other girls. Then, at 9 a.m, we go to school. When I get there, I try to concentrate on my lessons and not fall asleep during the long day. At lunch, I don't eat hamburgers and chips from the canteen like the rest of the class. I sit with Becky, my best friend and teammate, and eat healthy, boring food. I've had to follow a special diet since my first day of training. Fruit and vegetables, pasta for energy, and lots of milk and yogurt. I mustn't eat food with too many calories, but I can eat more than some athletes because I'm still young and my metabolism is good. This is the rule. You must eat healthy food and the portions must be small. In the afternoon, I return to the sports centre to train for 4 more hours with our trainer, Ben. He is a great person, but he's very strict. We always work very hard, and he thinks we've got a good chance to compete in the Olympics. After training, I go home and have another healthy meal. Then I go to my room, do my homework, and go to sleep, exhausted. The next day I start the entire routine again. This is how it's been since I was 10 years old. I've always envied my younger brother Tom. I come home and he's already sitting in front of the TV or playing on his computer. All this is hard for me sometimes, but the worst part is my social life. It's almost non-existent. Over the past few years, I've had very little time to be with my friends. To be honest, last year I decided I was tired of this life. Our team was chosen to be in the national competition and the extra hours of training were very difficult for me. I wanted to stop gymnastics and to be an ordinary teenager again, go out for pizza with friends, stay out late on Saturday nights, sleep till lunchtime on Sundays like the other kids in my class. I wanted a normal teenage life. I decided to tell my parents about it. Then I met Andrew. Andrew is 2 years older than I am. We train at the same gym, at the sports centre. We both love sports, but we've also got a lot of other things in common. We enjoy the same films, love animals, and want to travel around the world. One day, Andrew surprised me. "There's a new film at the cinema," he said. "I've heard it's really funny. Do you want to go with me? It's at 10 on Saturday night." At that moment, I didn't think at all about my training. "Sure, that sounds good," I answered immediately. When I got home and told my parents, they were very angry. "How can you go on a date with this boy?" Dad asked. "You don't know anything about him or his family." "Yes, I do," I answered. "Andrew lives at home with his parents and 3 sisters. He's studying law at university and he's doing his training at a lawyer's office in town." "Hmm," was Dad's answer. What could he say? "But how can you stay out late at the weekend?" asked Mum. "That's your only time for relaxation. You have to be at training at 5 a.m. on Monday." I was very unhappy, but I tried not to let it show. "I've spoken to Andrew several times at the gym. He's a great guy," I said. "And I need other things in my life at the weekend, not just sleep. I also need to have fun." I was almost crying then. My parents were silent. After a few minutes, my mother said, "Well, let us meet Andrew first. If he's as wonderful as you say he is, I'm sure we'll like him." Andrew came to my house the following day. I was very nervous, but he was calm. "Relax, Kate. Everything's going to be fine," he said patiently. Andrew was right. My parents asked him a lot of questions, but that didn't frighten him. He answered every one. In the end, my parents liked Andrew. They let me go to a film with him. But before we left the house, they had a long conversation with us. Andrew had to hear about how important my training sessions are and how important it is to rest before I start a new week of training sessions. Since then, Andrew and I have been together a lot, except for all my hours of training. We talk on the phone when we can, and we usually meet on Saturdays and Sundays. Andrew convinced me to continue with my training and to try to get to the Olympics.